Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, guess what? Lots of more sunshine with a high near 87 degrees for today. In Kenosha, it's clear 62 at this hour, 61 in Burlington, 69 already in Milwaukee, Racine, clear skies, and 66. Divers went into Wind Lake in western Racine County trying to find a 77-year-old man who was on a pontoon boat with his wife yesterday but fell into the water trying to reach something he had dropped. The man's wife jumped in after him but could not pull him to safety. He then disappeared under the surface. A search team called in from Lake County, Illinois, to help in the investigation. Two people dead from the crash of a small plane at Milwaukee's Timmerman Airport. That plane immediately engulfed in flames with impact just after 6 o'clock last night. One witness says the plane first did a barrel roll as it approached the ground. One of the wings then hit. The investigation is going to be handled by the National Transportation Safety Board. It's the second fatal plane crash this week in southeast Wisconsin. Two men from Kentucky headed to EAA found dead last Sunday in Kenosha County with the wreckage of their small plane in the village of Bristol. State Department of Justice putting out the records and recordings from the murder of rookie state trooper Trevor Casper at the hands of bank robber Steven Snyder. Audio of the first reports about the shooting coming from a dashboard camera. Police also from a fellow officer who came across Casper gravely wounded, pleading with Casper to hang in there. 21 shots exchanged between Trooper Casper and the suspect during that March 24th shooting, Trevor Casper's first day on his own. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has ended the quarantines at 3 of the 9 poultry producers that were hit by avian influenza earlier this year.
The affected operations in Chippewa, Barron, and Jefferson counties, the end of the quarantine means they'll be able to restock their barns and resume business months after they were shut down and forced to destroy flocks. There are still 6 sites in the state under quarantine, all in the final stages of testing before they'll be allowed to reopen. The virus has not been seen in Wisconsin since spring, but ag officials caution it could make a return this fall when temps fall and wild birds begin to migrate. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
City of Racine Plan Commission defers a requested amendment to the conditional use permit for the Hospitality Center at 614 Main Street in downtown, off the city having sent a letter in reference to not abiding by conditions in the original permit, which specifically says no homeless shelter or meals served. The center's director, Kevin Stewart, during almost 2 hours of public comment, said the original permit from 2012 was a best guess, in his words, at the numbers they expected to help.
What we discovered was a huge unmet need of people being hungry. We've run off a do and reflect model. We do. We do something, then we reflect upon it. We make adjustments. Kept feeding and kept feeding.
Alderman Dennis Weiser agreed with one of the many speakers on the issue about not acting on first impressions, pointing out that he had actually visited the facility and he had a lot of questions.
I have a long list of questions I need to ask, concepts I need to pursue. This is a very, very complex issue. The favorite comment tonight for me was, this is adversarial, let's sit down and have some conversations.
Mayor John Dickert, in fact, said conversations about how to address all the concerns regarding the center begin today. The deferral is until at least the next Plan Commission meeting in 2 weeks, with staff working on details that will address current noncompliance as well as with expanded conditional use. Oh, and a suspicious person report early this morning in the city of Racine turned out to involve the official count of the homeless. Biannual event in which volunteers for the continuum of care check known locations where the homeless go at night outside of available shelter sites. The street count is called Point in Time. It involved groups for the city gathering last night at First Presbyterian Church to get their marching orders and those for Racine County organizing at Love Incorporated in Burlington. The volunteers are partnered with experienced leaders, the goal to count the number of homeless while also offering shelter and help by social service agencies and other volunteer groups. Counting as many of the homeless as possible plays into efforts also for getting funding from the federal government to address homeless issues in the greater Racine area and Racine County as a whole. The continuum of care began in 1996, a coordinated effort trying to address needs of the homeless. Last night, the Milwaukee Brewers had agreed to trade outfielder Carlos Gomez to the New York Mets for infielder Wilmer Flores and pitcher Zach Wheeler. But the Mets lost to the Padres, and then general manager Sandy Alderson said the deal was off.
There has been speculated over the course of the evening has not and will not transpire.
Multiple media outlets said the Mets didn't pull the trigger on Gomez because of a hip issue in his medical report, something his agent Scott Boras vehemently denied. The Brewers, meanwhile, reportedly had some concerns with one of the players they were to receive. Well before all this unfolded, Mets shortstop Wilmer Flores remained in last night's game until being pulled in the ninth for a pinch hitter, but he was visibly shaken by reports of being traded, shown on TV with tears while playing. Mets manager Terry Collins says he just couldn't remove Flores from the game without reason. Again, the Mets lost. They then nixed the trade with the Brewers for Gomez. Well, it's the story that just will not go away. One day after his four-game suspension is upheld by the NFL commissioner, New England quarterback Tom Brady has taken his complete denial of the wrongdoing in Deflategate now to court. John Stonelis with the latest in this sports soap opera.
The NFL Players Association has asked a U.S. district judge to overturn the suspension handed down by the NFL and Roger Goodell, or at least put it on hold until the court can hear the case. The union is asking the court to throw out the suspension before September 4th. That's the week before the Patriots' season opener on September 10th against Pittsburgh, so that Brady would have that week to practice with the team. The lawsuit says the NFL made up its rules as it went along in the Brady case and that it misapplied the ones that already existed. Union attorney Jeffrey Kessler said it was offensive that the league believes Brady destroyed his cell phone in order to obstruct the investigation. I'm John Stolness.
Wisconsin's Attorney General Brad Schimmel says some tweaks to the state's open records law might actually be acceptable.
There are some aspects that I do think the law could address, permitting people within an agency to exchange ideas before that becomes the final public document. But ultimately, that's going to be up to the legislature to decide how to craft that.
The GOP Attorney General hosting a summit on open government in Madison yesterday. It was scheduled before the recent controversy surrounding efforts by Republican lawmakers, led apparently by Robin Voss, to drastically alter state open records law. Well, it may be perceived by some as controversial, but the City of Racine Health Department is launching a new public awareness campaign against sexually transmitted diseases, which last year affected almost one out of every 100 city residents, especially 21 to 29-year-olds.
Take control of your body and your health includes advertising on
Bellarmine System buses is where the ads are going to be, along with movie theaters, plus information on the city website. There will also be condom dispensers in the bathrooms of two local bars and bowls of free condoms at barbershops and other businesses. Mayor John Dickard noting this is about personal responsibility and preserving the well-being of the community. City Health Administrator Dottie K. Bowersox maintaining that stopping the spread of STDs, in her words, is our number one priority. WRJN.com. Throughout the day, your source for our local news. Go to the podcast or local news buttons on the webpage, or you can check us out on whenever you want. Local news section on our webpage, WRJN.com. It's in podcast form. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.